They'll tee it up at Augusta National tomorrow. Our guest, the returning champ, has hooked us up with some terrific guests. He's the host of Lock It In, part of the fantastic Believe Network, on Twitter, at Believe Network. His handle is at Mr. Rogers 99. Cam Rogers checks in. Cam, always look forward to chatting you up. How's life?
What's going on, Steve? Let me tell you, life got a lot better when Tiger Woods told us that he's going to play at the Masters far earlier than I could have ever imagined, honestly. So I'm excited for this week.
Yeah, I wanted to start right there because, Cam, even 8-10 days ago, if you had told me he was going to play, I'd be like, come on, Cam, I know you're a Tiger guy, but this, let's not get nuts. But just how much of a wow is this that he's actually going to be teeing it up at 7:30 our time tomorrow morning?
I mean, let's put it in perspective, right? We're 14 months out of him nearly losing a leg, even his life, and here he is at a major championship trying to compete, by the way, not just here to, like, you know, slap it around the golf course and laugh with his buddies. No, he's here to compete for a sixth green jacket. It's pretty amazing because you just talk about the amount of PT and adversity in general that he has had to go through, you know, months in a hospital bed, right? Wondering if he was ever going to play again, watching his buddy Phil Mickelson win the PGA Championship at age 50. You'd think that'd be a motivator, huh? So I think, you know, putting that all together, that has culminated in him arriving here at Augusta National, thinking he has a chance to putting on a sixth green jacket. And honestly, who am I to say he can't, right? We're talking about a guy who has surprised us before. So it's remarkable. I think I've said on your show before where we're talking about timeline with Tiger's return, you know, the Open Championship, a flat golf course, St. Andrews, some time for him to recover during the spring and early summer. Nah, he's not about that. He's ready to play at Augusta National, and it's going to be really interesting to see, especially in these first two rounds, how he navigates that golf course. And I'm not talking about swinging a golf club. I'm talking about walking this golf course. It is not easy.
We're talking with Cam Rogers, Believe Network. You know, with Augusta National, the elevation, you mentioned the contours. You also need to pay attention to the weather, and they're talking maybe some rain tonight. I know the par 3 got delayed, overcast, yep. Temps mostly in the 60s. They don't really expect it to be sunny till Sunday, so it means it's not going to dry out. So, Cam, how do you think that'll affect the scores?
Yeah, this weather is rapidly changing, actually, Steve. I checked earlier today. I thought Thursday we were good to go, but it looks like more precipitation tomorrow, too. So, listen, Augusta National is really good as far as drainage is concerned, so I'm not, like, worried about this dragging on into Monday or anything like that. The weather looks pretty good precipitation-wise, but let me talk about this from a Tiger Woods lens here. You know, if he's walking a damp golf course, that's concerning to me. You have to factor in slippage and what have you. Now, I will note he's not wearing Nike shoes this week. He's wearing FootJoy shoes to give him more stability to walk this golf course. So those shoes have less give in them as compared to Nike golf shoes that have a lot of give and movement in them. So that should help him a little bit. He's wearing metal spikes this week as well. So from a Tiger Woods lens, a little bit concerned about the slippage factor, but I think he should be fine. In terms of the rest of the field, expect some pretty good scoring conditions. The wind is not that bad tomorrow at all, and the course will be at least a little bit damp, so that means receptive greens and guys can go at flag sticks. And then Friday, I think, will be pretty difficult. The wind will pick up a little bit. The course will dry out. Maybe it'll get a little bit crustier, harder to score on. So if you want to take advantage of easy scoring conditions, I think tomorrow is your day as compared to Friday.
And, of course, we know the Masters brings history. You could get a multiple-time winner, a first-timer. But Rory McIlroy has a shot at the very rare career Grand Slam, though he hasn't won a major since 2014. He's been top 10 here every year except last year in 2019. Vegas has him, I think, 18-1. How do you see Rory's chances this week?
Yeah, I like Rory's chances as far as his game is concerned. But the concern with me, Steve, as you alluded to, what's going on in between the ears? He's going for that career Grand Slam. He'll be right there with Sarrazin, Hogan, Nicklaus, Player, and Woods. as the only players to ever complete that feat. And so that's a lot of pressure on a guy. Now, I'll tell you this. Rory McIlroy is probably the happiest out of any other golfer that Tiger Woods is here, because Tiger is stealing all the headlines now, and Rory can kind of fly under the radar and try to capture this career Grand Slam. But I want to go back to 2011, too, that collapse on the back nine. Can he get over those demons? He's admitted before that he sometimes feels physically ill when he shows up to Augusta because of that pressure. So, you know, again, he's got the game. He's inside my top six in terms of the power rankings. Would not be stunned to see him put on the green jacket on Sunday.
Talking Masters with Cam Rogers, Believe Network. You had 1989 and 90 with Faldo. Tiger, 2001 and 2, defended their titles. Last year, Hideki Matsuyama started Sunday up 4, 1-1. He's won the Sony this year, 8th at the Waste Management. What do you make of his shot to go back-to-back?
So the word is, Steve, that Hideki Matsuyama is dealing with a lot of injuries right now. He withdrew from the Valero Texas Open a week ago, citing a neck injury. So his game really hasn't looked all that great, mostly because he hasn't been playing all that much. And so, you know, you add in the pressure of being a defending champion. Hideki Matsuyama, I'm not exactly fond of his chances here this week. I think he's still trying to get healthy. He's in that same bucket as Bryson DeChambeau in terms of injury concerns for me this week. So, unfortunately, I don't think we'll have a defending champion here.
Folks, you can follow Cam on Twitter. The handle's at MrRogers99. And if you do like me, you saw a very intriguing post. And I know Cam likes to talk about the odds and all that good stuff. Your pick, who finished top 10 in the last two majors of 2021, won at Pebble Beach. It's only his fourth Masters. Ryder Cup guy. What has you liking Daniel Berger so much?
Yeah, and really good value too, Steve, at like 48-1. That's the same number as Tiger Woods, by the way. Listen, there are so many reasons to like Daniel Berger. 9 of the last 10 Masters champions had at least 2 top 15 finishes in their previous 3 events. Berger is one of those guys this week. 8 of the last 10 Masters winners gained at least 1.5 strokes per round from tee to green in the 3 months prior to the Masters. Berger is one of them this week. 8th on tour in scoring average, top 10 in strokes gained tee to green. You talked about his major championship form the last couple of majors, and he was top 10 at the Masters in his debut back in 2016, which tells me that he is quickly learning this golf course. So for Daniel Berger, nobody is talking about him. Everybody's talking about Rahm and JT and Spieth and Rory. I think this guy could fly under the radar big time and really make some noise on Sunday and eventually win the green jacket.
Nice. Let's finish with some big names. From Seve to Jose Maria Olazabal to Sergio, the Spaniards have left quite a mark on this tournament. You mentioned John Rahm. He's the betting favorite, defending Open champ. I mean, he's been right there on the weekend, the last 4 Masters. What's your read on Rahm's opportunity to maybe add some green to his wardrobe?
Yeah, you know, I kind of like his chances, Steve, and typically I don't go for the favorite, but this is the Masters. It's a chalky event. Don't get too cute going down the odds board here. Eat the chalk if you want. I think John Rahm has a legitimate shot at winning the Masters here this week. 4 consecutive top 10s at Augusta National. He's a bomber off the tee, 2nd to just Brooks in strokes gained total at the majors over the last 5 years. The big concern here, and I would say it's big per se, it's a concern, though. His strokes gained around the green have been really bad. Like, his short game is not very good. So if his iron game is just a little bit off, I have concerns about his ability to scramble around Augusta National. But still, I mean, he's got the bomber off the tee mentality. He can really take advantage of these par fives. John Rahm will be in the mix on Sunday.
Couple final thoughts for Cam Rogers, Believe Network. For a 3-year run, it seemed like Brooks Koepka only showed up for majors. I mean, he won 4. You know, he was actually 2nd to Tiger at the Masters when he won 3 years ago. He's dealt with some nagging injuries. Top 6 in 3 of the 4 majors last year. What about his shot to find the winner's circle for the first time at Augusta?
Yeah, I like his chances a lot this week. I wouldn't say necessarily to win, but I like his chances to finish inside the top 10. So I'm kind of stepping off a little bit with the gas pedal in terms of Brooks Koepka. I think he'll win a major this year. I don't think it'll happen this week. He has been fantastic at the majors, as you alluded to. I think he's trending nicely. Third in Phoenix, 16th at the Honda Classic, 12th at the Valspar Championship. And so, you know, he's got that major championship game overall. I think he'll be in the mix, but I don't know if he will actually win this week. I want a little bit more from his tee to green game, to be frank with you. But again, he will win a major championship this year. And throw out the fact that he missed the cut at the Masters last year, Steve. The guy could barely bend over. He was so hurt. So I'm throwing that out the window for sure. But other than that, his Masters resume is really, really good. So watch for him to be in the mix for sure. I like him for a top 10.
And I mentioned you picked Berger to win it, and we've hit on some of the big names. I know you have a list, your top six. So who have I not asked you about that come Sunday afternoon might be hanging around with a shot to talk with Jim Nance and Butler Cabin?
Well, this kind of sounds crazy, but Matt Fitzpatrick is the ultimate dark horse for me, the Englishman. He's got an improved iron game, 19th on tour. He's actually number one on the PGA Tour in strokes gained total. You can make the argument he's the best player right now. Four top tens in five PGA Tour starts this year. Hasn't missed a cut at this event in five straight years. That matters a lot. He's gaining a lot of knowledge playing four rounds every single year in those 5 years. So for Matt Fitzpatrick, expect him to make a run. I'm not going to say necessarily he's going to win, but again, would not be surprised to see him put on some dark green there in terms of the green jacket on Sunday.
Awesome. Folks, he's Cam Rogers, at Mr. Rogers 99 on Twitter, part of the Outstanding Believe Network, which on Twitter is at Believe Network. Hey, Cam, it's an awesome time of year. Obviously, we'll be talking throughout the golf season. Always appreciate your time, your insight. So be well, enjoy, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thank you, Steve, so much. Appreciate the time, sir. Talk soon.
All right, take it easy.